In this episode, we're going to talk about developing the best version of yourself.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
You know, one of the things that haunts me, and I think about it every morning, is am I giving my all in developing myself? Like, I think about developing my business and getting peak performance out of my employees, but when I look in the mirror, am I as committed to developing myself as developing staff, employees, the business concept, our marketing pitches and hooks, our sales presentations? Because how do I know, and this is where I get stuck, how do I know what the best version of myself is going to be? The one that achieves the most, that lives up to my full potential that I was asked to do here on earth, if I'm not willing, if I'm not committed on a daily basis to polishing and perfecting like that stone tumbling down the river? You know, I get up and exercise first thing in the morning because I want my brain to be at peak self. And I'm actually on my walk right now. Actually, I just finished my run. If you hear me, I'm doing a cool down walk. I've got some loud ladies that are walking behind me on this path in the desert. You'll hear them. Maybe we'll spy a little bit. But the real trick here is when you look at what you're supposed to do on earth, that's a gift. It was an opportunity. And only those that really go out and strive to strengthen each of their skills are the ones that can take advantage of that full opportunity that's here on earth. I mean, if you only get one chance at this, why squander it on something that is less valuable or mindless? Like, I want to be the most fit version of myself, the healthiest version, the smartest version, the one that is the most relatable, the one that's the least frustrated and is the most chilled to be around. But all of those need to be developed. And so as I'm thinking about how I get up every day and I'm grateful, part of my run process is to get myself to the point where I recognize this gift that is before me. This day, this opportunity to polish and perfect, to get myself to the next level. And, you know, I was talking to a trusted advisor of mine about some huge plans that I'm developing right now. And I said to her, and she's a GM of a multi-billion dollar company. I've been advising her company. I'm her trusted advisor, and she's my trusted advisor. She told me that if she could optimize the way she understands marketing in conjunction with the sales that she's already optimized throughout her career, she might be unstoppable. And I was confiding in her that everything that I'm doing for my long-term growth is more like, if it's a football analogy, it's less of a 100-yard pass into the end zone, Hail Mary, touchdown for the Alabama Crimson Tide. It's less of that, and it's more of a 1 yard, 2 yard, 3 yard run play. And as long as I keep consistently gaining ground and making progress, amazing things will happen. But if I get frustrated and burn myself out, I'll stop making progress altogether. Resist the temptation to think that you're going to throw a Hail Mary and it's going to take your career to the next level, and start becoming comfortable with the idea of giving yourself weekly and monthly goals to polish and perfect. Because the sooner we start developing our weaknesses and exercising our strengths, the more we will be an unstoppable force that is the highest version of ourselves, the ones that are able to go on and do amazing things and lift up people all over the world. That's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I hope you're working on for yourself. Because how would we ever know what our true potential is if we aren't on a daily basis committing ourselves to growth and development. Now, if you want exercises on growth and development, I'm happy to do that. You know, I think that'd be a wonderful episode. You know, I spend a lot of time. I started off, I could barely read my career. And before I knew it, I'm a couple years in of reading every day, like I'm trying to be a talk show host. And a couple years later, I'm a talk show host and I'm reading breaking news cold. But none of that would have happened if I didn't develop myself and believe that there was a better version of me coming forward. Now, in closing, you're going to notice that I'm going to be doing these episodes less from the studio and more as I go. I want to bring you along the journey, give you more intimate access. Please let me know what you think about this. Hit me up on LinkedIn. Drop me a DM. Let me know you're from the podcast. I value you so much. All right. Talk to you later. For now.